Good evening, everybody, or afternoon for you, evening for me, from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Simen Shin Nun Zayin Se'if Gimel. This will be the end of Simen Shin Nun Zayin. So, yesterday we learned a machlokas between the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, as far as pouring water through a drain that will drain the water out of your property on Shabbos. So the Rambam said that regardless of how long the drain is and how much absorption the drain can manage, still, you're not allowed to pour directly into the mouth of the drain. So says the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Gimel, Bamedvar Mamurim. This today we're going to be doing page Resh Yud Amad Aleph, but we are holding on Resh Tesem Bay Siv Gimel. Bamedvar Mamurim, when is the Rambam talking about that you're not allowed to pour it directly into the mouth of the drain? Kishamayim Yotzim L'Rishus HaRabim. That's only if the water goes out into an actual Rishus HaRabim. Avil Mayu Yotzim L'Karmelis. But if it was only going out into a Karmelis, Mutal Lishbo Chalpi Abiv, you would be allowed to pour into the pipe directly, even during the summertime when you're more careful about the cleanliness of your chatzer. Says the Ramav, Yeshomim Dein Chilik Ben Karmelis L'Rishus HaRabim. There are those that say that there's no distinction between a Karmelis and a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore the Rambam who's machmir about a Rishus HaRabim that borders on your chatzer would likewise be machmir about a Karmelis. But Vedavka Karmelis Shehi Tocha'ir D'Mechlef B'Rishus HaRabim Atom. That's only a Karmelis that's inside a city, which one would confused for Rishus Rabim itself, afilu bezman hazeh, less than Rishus Rabim. Even nowadays, where we don't actually have a Rishus Rabim, aval karmelis shemichutz leir, but a karmelis that's outside of the city, ochatzer sheinu mureves, or you have a chatzer that doesn't have an eruv, where no one would ever confuse that for Rishus Rabim, then shari, then it would be permissible to pour into the mouth of the pipe. The eram kavas chom of lo eruv above, you have a city that's surrounded by a wall with no eruv. That has a din of a chatzer that does not have an eruv. If the pipe runs more than 10 tefachim off the ground, where the water, yes, will go into the Rishus Rabim, but only, or into the Karmelis rather, but only through a makom patur, then we can be mekel. Let's see the Mishmur Sivkat Nechav Gimel. This is the conclusion of the Rambam that we learned yesterday. But even for us who allow pouring directly into the mouth of the pipe when it's going to drain out into Rosh Hashanah, it would still happen. If that pipe was made out of wood where it doesn't have much absorption, where you know it's for sure going to go out into the Rosh Hashanah, Rishona, that would be also even according to the first opinion. Aval kshis muchel karmelis mutter. So this sif is coming to tell us that even that which is normally aser is going to be mutter when it's near a karmelis rather than a rishus rabim. Afilu b'shaleitz, even if the drain pipe is made out of wood. V'atam because then the reason is tikim denu shofrich b'adil karmelis rakshu bami kocho sirele de kocho b'karmelis lo gazu. Since it doesn't really go directly into the karmelis, it only goes mikocho into the karmelis. They were not gozer, kocho, toward a karmelis. V'yeshom dein chilik. But then there are those, the Rama quotes that says, that are not mechalik between an actual Rishos HaYachid, or an actual Rishos HaRabim, rather, and a karmelis. V'afta nanak tina ledina da'afilu k'shamayim yotzim l'Rishos HaRabim mutar b'biv, even though we paskin l'halacha, that even when the water goes out into Rishos HaRabim, it's mutar to pour through a drain pipe, u'kamo shekosavnu b'sivkot l'chavalv, mikomokom nafkaminim yeshom azel, Silun shall aids. Nafkamina would be if it's a wooden pipe, even according to the way we pass in Kamosh Kasafti Bisivkatan Chav Gimel, like I just told you in the previous Sivkatan. Ok Shabiv Ein Mechusadal Amos by Karmelis, or where the pipe itself does not have four amos of covering over it in the Karmelis, Dela Shulchan Aruch Mutter Le Yeshom Maser, that where according to the Shulchan Aruch it would be Mutter, and according to the Yeshomrim it would be Aser. Vegam Nafkamina Le Yin Chatzer Ketana Shein Badal Ramos Al Dal Ramos. The other place that would have a nafkamina is if your chatzer itself is very tiny and doesn't have the ability to absorb much water at all. The sasam ha-mechaber le'elbosov sif aleph, ta smucha le'karmelis mutter, that the mechaber said that if it's near a karmelis, you're still allowed to pour the water out even though it's a tiny chatzer. Ule yeshom mazeh aser, but according to this yeshomrim, that does not distinguish between a karmelis and a rosh hashram, it would be aser. Umashin yershom ba'agob, yis yosu b'shem tosus, va'arash lo'nis Niskar Betosus Rashali Nibiv Klal, Dame Poskin Biv Lahakala Filibus Mukhul Rashram, Lakhlafid Rehim, Nishmul Gamilin Yanenu. And he points out that which the Ramah says that he's quoting from a Rasha and the Tosfos, the Rasha and the Tosfos actually don't talk about a pipe at all, because they Paskin Lahakal about a pipe to begin with, even if it's right near Rosh Hasharabim. It's just saying that that just like they are not Mechalik between a Carmelus and a Rosh Hasharabim, we likewise would not be Mechalik. Sivkat Nchavhei, Afilu Bizman Hazed, the less, even according to us, who don't have a real Rosh Hasharabim, Ratzalomer, Ledasa, some doing Dafka Shishim Ribo Bokenbo, Vize Inu Matsui, Mikal Makum Gazrina, Natuwer Gedola, Sheiz Damin, Shia Shishim Ribo, that according to the opinion that you need Shishim Ribo to traverse the area in order for it to be a problem, in order for it to be a real Rosh Hasharabim. And we never have Shishim Ribo in an area. Nevertheless, they were Gozer Atu, a large city that might have Shishim Ribo. O Chatzar Sheinu Mo Reves, or a Chatzar does not have an Eruv, Ratzalomer, Da Chatzar Shabo Abiv, the Chatzar where this pipe is. O Chatzar Katana Shein Badalit Al Dalit, or a Chatzar that's less than 4x4 Amos, Samuch L'Chatzar Shein Mo Reves, is right next to a Chatzar that does not have an Eruv. So when the water drains out, it's draining into an area that does not have an Eruv. So when you pour the water out, it goes into that chatzer, that eruvless chatzer. Shari lukuli alma kibin to zorik lahedya elakocha lo gazu b'ze v'shari lishba chafilu al pi abiv. It's mutter lukuli alma because you're not putting it directly into the chatzer. It's only through kocho, and they were not gozer, and therefore it's mutter to even pour it directly into the drain pipe. Chatzer shein mu revis dami, and we said a city that's surrounded by walls is like a chatzer that doesn't have an eruv. Kibin to b'emetz yesh l'mechitos el shemuchusaras eruv, because it's surrounded by mechitos, just like a chatzer is. So it's a real Rosh Hashanah on a daraisa level, but it lacks an eruv because all the separate ownership stakes within that city, within those city walls. V'ematzinor, and then we said that if the pipe runs above 10 tefachim off the ground, then the water is all going through makom petur. The pipe that drains the water out into the Carmelis is more than 10 tefachim off the ground. V'imkein over a mayim derech makom p'tur. So the water is going through a makom p'tur. Mutr lishbo chafilu b'miskavin shiyardu amayim l'Carmelis. You're allowed to pour it out even when your kavana is that the water will go down into the Carmelis. V'hainu afilu l'das ha-machmirim le'el b'simin shin mem vav sof sif alif derech makom p'tur hacha t'lo zorek lu mamish elu kocha yesh l'akel. That even those who are machmir about pouring things out through a makom p'tur would be makel over here because it's only through kocho that it's going through. V'chein nikar ayim prim gadam shem sadei da kol aga koi vaf arosh devarav. That when we say v'chein nikar, it's going on the entirety of this Rambam. So to summarize what we learned today, we said first of all, even according to the Rambam, who holds that you need to pour the water at some distance from the drainage pipe and it will flow there on its own. And you know, according to us, when the pipe is not made out of absorbent flooring, where it would be us to pour directly into the drainage pipe, you could still pour into the pipe if it only borders on a Carmelis, especially a true Carmelis, not a Carmelis that looks like a Rosh Hasharabim. And then we said that even if we're machmir about pouring water through a drain to a Carmelis, we would be makil if the Carmelis is outside the city, or is a chatzar she'enemu reves, or is a walled city without a neiruv, or the biv is more than 10 tefachim off the ground. Any of those circumstances, even if we're machmir about pouring water into a Carmelis, through a drain into a Carmelis, any of those four circumstances, again, that it's out, the Carmelis is outside of the city, the Carmelis is really a chatzar she'enemu reves, or it's a walled city without an eruv, or the biv is more than 10 tefachim off the ground. In all of those cases, we are going to be mekil. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow, we'll just, I guess the goal will be to do si'if Aleph tomorrow. Yeah, I guess we'll do Sif Aleph tomorrow. That will be the goal for tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for joining me.